makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang labis na katabaan o obesity ay tumataas sa Australia. Ang mga dahilan ba nito ay may kaugnayan sa pamumuhay, kapaligiran, namamana o isang kombinasyon ng tatlo? Sa ulat ni Olga Klepova na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang diabetes ay naging isang masakit, komplikado at magastos na problema sa kalusugan sa Australia. Habang ang mga malinaw na kadahilanan tulad ng pagiging madaling ma-access na transportasyon at pagkakaroon ng mga junk food o hindi masustansyang pagkain ay nakakaapekto sa estilo ng buhay at kadaliang kumilos, sinusubukan ng mga mananaliksik na makita ang ugnayan sa pagitan ng ating genetic code at epekto sa kapaligiran. Sinabi ng University of Melbourne at Austin Health Professor Joseph Proweto, tinitignan nila na maipaliwanag ang reaksyon ng genetic codes sa mga sangkap ng pagkain.
There is evidence also from humans that much of obesity is caused by environmental factors, either in the womb or following birth, that can alter the expression of a gene. In other words, whether a gene is working or not.
Ang pagiging madaling kapitan ng isang tao sa labis na katabaan ay maaaring matukoy sa pagkabata pa lamang, kung minsan maging sa sinapupunan pa ng kanilang ina. Pinag-aaralan ng pinuno ng pharmacology ng University of NSW, Professor Margaret Morris, ang epekto ng timbang ng ina sa kanyang anak. Sinabi niya, mas maraming mga ina at mga bagong silang na sanggol ay sobra sa timbang.
We know that childhood obesity has now increased dramatically since the 1960s. Over 30% of Australian children are now either overweight or obese. During that same window, mothers have become heavier. So now more than 40% of Australian women are reaching pregnancy either overweight or obese. And that's a new phenomenon. It really didn't happen two generations ago.
Sinabi naman ng Associate Professor mula Barker IDI Hearts and Diabetes Institute, Jonathan Shaw, ang pangkalatang itsura ng populasyon ay nagbabago rin kung saan mas maraming tao ang bumibigat ang timbang. Sa kanyang 12 taong pag-aaral, ipinapakita ni Dr. Shaw na ang average na sukat ng baywang ng Australia ay tumaas o lumaki ng 5.3 sentimetro. Sinabi niya, mas malaki ang pagtaas sa hanay ng mga kababaihan.
It's likely that that's going to continue in the next 10 or 20 years. So we're seeing people who are normal becoming slightly overweight, people who are slightly overweight becoming more overweight and obese. And so if we're seeing still increases in the waist circumference, that suggests that we're going to continue to see more diabetes resulting from this, perhaps more heart disease, and many of the other complications of obesity that we know it can cause.
Kung mas maraming tao ang nasuri bilang sobra sa timbang, ang resulta o epekto ng labis sa katabaan ay maaari ding magbago. Sinabi ni Dr. Shaw na ang average na sukat ng mga timbang at laki ay kailangang baguhin sa isang bagong pamantayan.
On the one hand, we want to say, well, once you're above something, it will always increase your risk of diseases such as diabetes. And on the other hand, as the whole population gets bigger, if we end up labeling everybody as obese or overweight, the label comes to mean nothing.
Ang pag-diagnose o pagsuri ng labis na katabaan o obesity sa pamamagitan ng pagsukat ng baywang o body mass index, mga sukat ng timbang na tama para sa tangkad sa multicultural Australia ay isang tunay na hamon. Sinabi ni Jonathan Shaw, ang ilan ay kailangan ng kaunting labis sa taba upang lumikha ng problema sa kalusugan.
People from different parts of the world deposit their fat in a different way. Fat that gets deposited underneath the skin is not much of a problem for the heart or for the metabolism. Fat that's deposited deep inside, around the organs, is a problem and does cause trouble. For example, people from India, if they have to store some fat, they're much more likely to store it deep inside around their organs than they are beneath their skin. Much less of extra total fat is required in those people to start causing problems like heart disease and diabetes.
Ipinapahiwatig ng mga istatistika ng McKinsey Global Institute na pagdating ng taong 2030, halos kalahati ng ating populasyon ay magiging napakataba. Ang diabetes ay nanatiling pinakamabilis na lumalaking malalang kondisyon sa Australia. Naniniwala si Dr. Proweto na panahon na upang maging higit na magkaroon ng kamalayan tungkol sa ating kalusugan.
We can try to avoid exposing our very young children to a lot of sugars, but at the moment it requires the cooperation of the people themselves, and many people simply are not listening for whatever reason.
Sinabi ni Dr. Shaw, ang issue ng obesity o labis sa katabaan ay kailangang pag-usapan sa hanay ng pambatasan.
If we keep the whole of our emphasis on the idea that people need to know that they need to take responsibility and need to make changes for themselves, we'll keep on failing. When we've been doing that for 20 years and it doesn't work very well, it's an important component. We need to do things at a societal level, at a population level, things related to taxation. We need to find ways of pricing foods so that healthy foods are the cheapest and the easiest rather than unhealthy foods being the cheapest and the easiest.
Si Professor Morris ay higit na optimistiko tungkol sa kinabukasan ng ating timbang at kalusugan. Iminungkahi niya ang dekalidad na dieta o pagkain at pag-eersisyo ay makakatulong na mapagtagumpayan ang labis na katabaan.
At any time of your life, you can improve your health. So if you had a past where there was an unhealthy element or if your parents were obese, you can still change your health today. What you do today in terms of your diet and exercise can have a big impact, and our studies show that very clearly.
sbs.com.au/Filipino